Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
It's time for Haunters Podcast, a show dedicated to Halloween Horror Nights, haunted attractions, and all things spooky. Here are your hosts, Mr. Wonderful, Zach Hilton, and Brooke Hilton.
Welcome in to Haunters Podcast. I am Zachary J. Hilton. This is Brooke H. Hilton. Welcome to the show. And if you heard that background noise, that was wonderful. Just drinking some water, but he didn't want to be on the show. He is shy this week. But you know who wasn't shy?
Just too much information.
You know who wasn't shy?
Who?
HHN. How you doing, Brooke?
I am doing. I don't think they really like introed me in, so I'm a little awkward.
Oh yeah,
because I didn't get to do my thing. All right, we'll Thank you.
At first, I was going to cut it and just put this in, but because we have been graced with,
but that was like your edit note.
Welcome in to Haunters Podcast. I am Zachary J. Hilton, and next to me is the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful, the most awesome girl alive, Brooke.
That's me.
That's her. Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
So are you better than fine now?
Yes.
That it's actual...
Yeah, I mean,
intro?
Today was kind of a big day.
It has been a big day, and wildly, because everything's been going on in my life, I haven't really been able to sit down and enjoy the fact that we have an HHN announcement, Halloween Horror Nights announcement, and that should go with a wonderful thing indeed, the Lacto Cooler. From Voodoo Brewing, which this has been at HHN before, and I think it's just apropos to have it as a beverage while we talk Halloween Horror Nights 2024.
Mine's a monster beast.
You got that beast. They called you a beast in high school.
They did.
And that's a true fact.
Yeah, no, that is a true fact.
That was your name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, Beast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. On the soccer field.
So, before we get into before we get into the actual announcements, what's wild, so much, go figure, speculation, has been going on that last week it was like, oh, April 3rd, April 4th, that's when the announcement's going to drop.
Ooh.
And then yesterday, April 3rd, everybody thought that announcement was going to drop.
Yeah.
So what happened that made people really think that the announcement was going to drop?
So there was a few things that happened. First, the UK dropped the dates. They leaked the dates.
So UK is the reason why we heard August 30th was going to be the first date.
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
travel agents,
had live tickets in the morning before Universal announced.
Okay,
so they started selling tickets,
actually selling tickets
and express passes. So you could have gotten them yesterday if you knew a TA.
Wow,
and and I'm going to shout out Connie. She's a great TA. She does really well with like hooking you up when, you know, even in a bind of where it might say sold out. And she actually has like sometimes on her end, it doesn't show that yet.
Right.
And she's on a lot of the Facebook like groups, Halloween groups, Universal groups. And she's like the... with the admins on those groups as the page
monitor,
page TA. So she does a really good job, and she was one of the ones that was releasing it. And then come to find out, it got kind of put on pause because the entire system shut down. Like, there was something functioning incorrectly, so she had, like, they were waiting for, like, it to be fixed. And it didn't get fixed till like almost midnight, something like that. Yeah, then it was live again. So, I don't know if Universal truly did plan on going live with their tickets on Wednesday. And then, because it wasn't working, like, you don't want to, like, open up your website to be like, purchase tickets, and then people can't purchase tickets. Like, that would cause more chaos.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
If the platform's not working. So, I don't know if it was intentional that the platform wasn't working.
Right.
If it was that they couldn't share yesterday because it wasn't working, and that's why the announcement got pushed to today. Because I don't even, I mean, you were able to get tickets before it even, like, they announced.
It happens all the time. I think this is the only thing no one ever catches on. Except I do. Every time I think the tickets go on, like, live 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then there's the announcement, because they need it working before they're going to just shove it out. Like,
I have sunglass lines. Sorry, go ahead.
USA Today isn't going to just put in the news, 2 a.m. tickets drop.
For sure.
Brooke has suntan lines. Like, they're not going to do that. But they could, if you're AJR not coming to a concert. No shade to AJR. We're big fans. If you want to know about that, we'll tell you about it later. But they did finally come out with the announcement this morning after the tickets were on sale that Universal Halloween Horror Nights, we're giving you a date. August 30th all the way to November 3rd.
And my favorite
huge amount of dates.
Well, mind you, HHN has never gone into August. And so a lot of people are like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. But they have always, or not always, but in the past few years, started with Labor Day weekend.
Right.
And that's the start of Labor Day weekend.
It is. But there's some kooky things going on. Like, saying it's in August is a different
thing.
Now they can be like, guess what, guys? It's starting even sooner, which I do think is impressive. And I think it's good for them to do that. And so much they're testing the waters with a certain thing. And we'll get into it. But today they released single day tickets, so you can buy those. And if you want to, like we've talked about on our prep for these trips, if you want to buy the single day tickets and then like, you know what, I think I want the Rush of Fear or Frequent Fear, you can always upgrade it. So it's like, okay, I've already paid so much money.
Now
I just need to pay the rest.
Yeah, especially for the prices of some of these single day tickets.
Yeah, very expensive. It's wild to me how much some stuff is expensive while some stuff has dropped.
Yes.
So, we have single day tickets. Then they release the RIP tour tickets, or extras, whatever you want to call it. The express passes, and the unmasking tour.
Yes.
As well. And what I'm kind of impressed with is the fact that they did bring out the RIP and the express so soon. Because I feel like last year they waited so long, there was a hubbub about, like, I can't get the express passes. I can't do... So, like, they're putting themselves in an even better position of, okay, we know how many we can sell. Let's see how much we pre-sell, because then we can start... Guys, it's gonna start going out tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I'm very interested because there was quite a few people that were holding off to see if the passes, like, to get it with Express or not Express. So,
What do you mean?
Well, like, last year you could buy, like, the Frequent Fear with Express.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. They do have it as an add-on. You're right. But what I did find interesting is that the unmasking tour, specifically the three house tour,
Three house tour.
The three house tour is cheaper than last year. Last year, it was $119 to go.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's $99.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think because they're start. I think I did it, and I should have looked to see, like, because you know it's by date price.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting early, and mm-hmm. I wonder if that $99 is in that time frame.
That's the funky source about it all. The Unmasking Tour is actually starting 2 weeks beforehand,
yeah.
on August 11th, that you can do, like, it's the first August 11th, full 2 weeks of it, and then it's on break till HHN starts. What are your feelings about being able to go to the Unmasking Tour?
I don't like it.
Before the event even starts.
I don't like it.
Fucking loathe it.
Loathe
it.
Do you
know how many fucking influencers,
yeah, I know,
vloggers,
like, I don't want
these clout chasers are going to go weeks before so they can put up pictures of whatever houses they're going to get. And ain't gonna affect me, because guess who doesn't social media no more? Ain't gonna affect me.
Yeah.
I pity every single one of y'all.
I know.
Because you're gonna get stuff ruined.
Well,
and that is heartbreaking.
It is.
Heartbreaking. Unless if there's some kind of clause that they said, guess what? Because you're coming in these 2 weeks,
you can't take footage.
No footage.
I hope so.
It better be no footage.
That would be nice.
Has to be. Because the only thing you gotta avoid then is a podcaster or somebody being like, well, I'm gonna go into full detail of what I saw.
And I also... I also personally,
mm-hmm.
when I have done the Unmasking Tour, I want to do it after I've been through the house and had the scares.
Okay.
Because I want to experience the house the way that it's made to be experienced, which right. is with the scares, with the booze, with the, you know, the effects.
Right.
And all of that. Then I want to...
Learn about it.
Because, and I say this, because it takes me back to the Halloween house.
Yeah.
Where we saw... what's his name? And it was a shadow. We're like, that is so cool. Like, right. that is...
Loomis.
Yes, thank mm-hmm. you. That's so cool. And then to do the unmasking
right.
and to learn it was a little action figure type yeah. thing. And you're yeah. like blown away
yeah.
because you already see what they want you to see. Mm-hmm. Because like when you do these things, it's like, you know, that you want that finished product.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny because we do have friends, Patreon members and friends of the show, Chad and Michelle, are going Thursday morning. Like, they're going before they even go to the event. And that's wild to
mm-hmm.
me. I understand why you're doing it.
Right.
Because, I mean, time. You got to pack in some stuff.
Yeah.
But me personally, I go off the bank of, like you, where it's, I want to watch my movie, then I'll watch the behind the scenes.
Right.
I'll learn about it after. That's how I enjoy my entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are built differently, like he is, obviously, and I can see that. But to actually be like, oh, we're going to start 2 weeks. Wonderful. It's just water. You don't need to. You're disgusting. But I just feel like 2 weeks before the event, I think the idea of it is slick. Of making, and
yeah.
that's what the announcement
but
is,
so,
where it's like, horror comes early. Now it's like the food thing.
I was going to say that.
The food thing was a week before, and look how much of a shit show that was.
Yeah.
I get trying new things, but at this point it's just like, well,
that's,
then just
it's one. Also a huge time crunch that you just took away from some of those houses.
Yeah.
But it is not the six house one.
It's only three.
The three.
Okay.
That you can do that with.
Do you think, okay, look, maybe we can speculate about that later on the app, or we can do it now, whatever. Do you think that will involve not only originals, obviously?
Usually they are the original.
It's two originals and one
IP.
Is the IP going to be?
Yes.
That's what I think. I think if they do it, it's basically just being like, oh, remember this, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's here?
I still, okay, so.
I wouldn't mind doing the three house tour if Ghostbusters is involved.
would... I got a question for you.
Yeah, I got an answer.
If we...
No!
You scared me so bad.
Sorry. What?
Which if button? We lived in Florida, and not even for like a social media aspect, would you do the three hour? I mean, it is.
It is 3 hours.
A three house tour. And those, yeah. No?
No. 100%. Couldn't get me to do it. Couldn't fuck. I'll do it.
I feel like I would have FOMO and want to. But I also know. I'll do you one better. Let's be honest. This girl gonna forget.
Yeah, true. Very true. Because, like, there's stuff that, I mean, obviously it's dark shadowy, so you're not going to. But here's the reason, like, even more so. You could tell me someone's going to pay for it. Like, hey, I'll buy your ticket to go. No. I don't. Because what you said, I want to go through.
Oh, wait. I think it was.
Scared first.
I think it was the Halloween house, even where there was that one scare, like that one jump scare in the
hallway.
Mm-hmm. And
so got me.
I didn't know about it. And then obviously I forgot about it. Right. And it happened. But if I was a person that like remembered things like that, like I would have, I feel like I would have been looking for it. Like I would have been looking at that boo hole. Yeah. So that's where I feel like it would just be disappointing.
Interesting.
But I think it's interesting. I think that they definitely would have a crowd that would want to, especially at that price point.
This is the reason why I say okay. Like, as much as I'm not into it, if someone wants to do it, completely understand. Because here's the thing that'll help. One, if someone can't make it to HHN, now they have a way to go to HHN without going to HHN. Mm-hmm. Two, that now if Floridians want to go do it during that time, that alleviates the pressure of you doing it during HHN season. Where now us travelers can go do it, and it's less of a headache. So there are definitely benefits.
Yeah.
1,000%. For me, the fan that wants all that info after, no thank you. For me, the fan that doesn't want any of these fucking clout chasers to ruin someone's experience, fuck that.
Yeah, I really, truly do hope that it's like, if you come during this time, you cannot post. Like, you cannot...
You can't take pictures in this.
Yeah, you can't.
You cannot take pictures within these 2 weeks. You can do it after.
Yeah.
If you want to come back and take the tour again, do it after.
If you want your photo, do it after.
Do it after. But I mean, this is just for you.
People already do it when they're not supposed to, like taking videos and things.
Yeah, they're slime balls. All right, let's.
Or they forget. People forget.
They do. They do. Let's get into the other kind of breakaway here.
Yeah.
Immediately following, and we saw the setup of it the other day where they set up this thing in the
Which was also where I feel like they were trying to do it Wednesday and it.
That just seems weird to me to put all those up there to be like, oh, we're doing it today. No. Now I've seen them tell people, or at least this is what the vlogger or whatever will be like, yeah, I talked to a team member and the team member said, oh, I thought it was supposed to be today, but like I've seen them say that, but I don't believe it. Why are you looking at me like that? What did I do? You don't like my universal worker?
Listen, don't hug it down to me.
You don't mean no crazy.
Oh my god.
But like obviously what happened there was like, ooh, let's tease them. Let's put this up, which obviously is the setup, because the one thing about Halloween Horror Nights that they, I don't even want to say do well, it's just by their choice. They leave the algorithm, and then when they come, like, they know that they need to come back to start that word process.
Yeah.
So people use the hashtag HHN, HHN33.
Right, right.
So, like, when all those vloggers went in there and they were like, oh my God, this is it. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's here. Is this a creature house? I mean, we even saw that one video. It was like, check out these wristbands.
Well, because what bothered me is they said what confirmed, blah, blah, blah.
Which the video said confirmed house. By the way, if you see that the video on YouTube and if you're watching this, fuck you.
Come on.
What? I just hate this. You know what the title of this episode is? Confirmed tickets. You know what I mean? I'm not lying.
I ain't lying.
Confirmed house announcement. And the confirmation? They're coming. That's the confirmation that we're going to get a house announcement.
Confirmed, we will get a house announcement sometime in 2024.
Okay, so they set up this whole thing at the Five and Dime.
Yes.
And they threw you for a loop because they did put all creature merch on it, which I thought was fantastic, which could be a tease down the line of the Universal Monster House. But when you look at the mannequins and stuff, they were wearing stuff, and a lot of people were saying, they're like, this is 1990 shit, brother.
Right.
Well, this is what that setup looks like. Excuse me. There it is.
Oh, I'm very interested because they said they had it also, like they had the merch at
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve, what that setup looks like. I mean, it's probably the same. They just have that shit there.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they've set up for their actual HHN getup yet.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Give it to me.
So the barrel before was turned around.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
Because we saw that it said 24 on the back, and we were all like, oh, yeah, that's cool because it's 24. Before we get a closer look on all the individual things, the other day we had a conversation.
For sure.
About, like, oh, when they do their... This is the announcement for the event. They're going to release merch for the event. Not actual merch for the event. Just merch.
Just Halloween Horror Nights
merch. Halloween Horror Nights merch, which Reviewer Rob, for your birthday, sent you a wonderful mug of that logo.
That I love. I'm obsessed with.
Which, what was it? Seeing You in the Fog or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's Seeing You in the Fog. It's blue with the blue fog.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, people's
kind of... silhouettes. Pretty blue on the inside.
Yeah, too. And it was really cool. And what I remember was like, how does this feed into the year?
Yeah.
And ultimately, it was fuck all to the year.
It was.
Which
it
was kind of heartbreaking after the fact when like the dust is settled, the year is done.
More so because you like, I really liked it.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what was heartbreaking.
Right.
It's like...
Because we were like, in what's a house? What's an original house that we're getting that deals with this fall?
Right. In the sense that when I look at the merch, like if I were, you know, if I had a shirt or looking at the mug, like that we do own, it doesn't like scream last year's HHN. Now I know it is because I know the connection with it, but like, when we, versus like getting like the Stranger Things mug or, you know.
Like we kind of got that mug on a purpose of not only because it was badass looking, but it was actually about that event.
Right.
It was one of the big IPs of the event.
But it's so hard because like I really am obsessed with that mug. It's just so heartbreaking that it wasn't more involved
because
in the year.
And what you
because
said.
Because I feel like it was fantastic. I feel like you look at it. And you think of fog, like if somebody's saying fog, you think HHN.
Right. What I wish it did, and we've talked about like it in kind of a sense, if you would have taken 2023 out of it, I think I'd be okay with it.
Fair.
Because you're just now honoring HHN in a whole. But
I get that.
All this being said, and we're just giving that kind of background of that because that's how we took it away.
Yeah.
This merch,
I think, leads into it.
Not only do I think leads into it, might possibly be my favorite fucking just standalone thing HHN's ever done. And what I'm saying is, like, you look at this shirt, the Dead Coconut Club, Revenge of the Dead Coconut Club, which had to do to that bar. Like, this is my favorite, like, original thing they've done.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And then, like, that Halloween shirt I have. I love that Halloween shirt. Like, it's the best IP shirt that I think they've ever done.
Right.
This merch, and we're going to pull up the shirt right now. This, to me, screams. Like, Screaming Skull Scream.
They're screaming.
Amazing fucking art, 90s feel. Where horror lives. It looks like it's having fun. It looks like it's having a spooky time. It just looks like a ball.
Right.
And I'm with you where I'm like, I think it leads into the year of what we're going to get. I think we're going to get we've had 1980s for a couple of years, 2018 and 19, and it's like Universal Studios has been living in a 1990 original fare. Like these glasses over here from like the Jaws ride. We're living our best 1991 life, and they finally brought that age into this year without feeling like, okay, well, what was HHN back in 1992? Like they're using a different version of 1992 where I don't think they've used before. And I love it.
I love the fact of, okay, so I was thinking about this, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people want to say it's too playful, it's too much.
Oh, you want me to get into it now.
I think that when you think about horror and you think about everything that goes along with it, people are wearing more and more like things that, you know, like we were at a market the other day and we were looking at earrings where it was like little glass tubes that had like eyeballs in it and like of that creepy vibe.
Well, even Ghostface mask was pink.
Yeah.
It wasn't even
the stereotypical white. I think that it's like this level of just like people wearing that, and I don't think even 10 years ago people were really doing that.
Right.
Like wearing it out and about every day. Like, I mean, mass group of people. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was very much like, oh, it was a deep cut if you were doing things like that. Whereas now I feel like it's not as deep of a cut.
Right, right.
And I think that with that being said, this shirt, the design of it, the colors within the design really give it that fun vibe, because while HHN is scary, it is also a lot of fun. And I'm not saying party style fun, though it is for, you know, it is also that. I think that it, when you go, it is fun. It's not, they're evolving past just having houses and scare zones. It's an experience. Mm-hmm. It is that memory that you will hold forever, not just, oh, this house. Because when I go back and I think about when we first started, there was no in-between moments. Right. It was this house, this scare zone. This house.
Blinky cup.
Right. And it didn't go beyond that. And I feel like the direction that HHN is moving and has been moving, it is an all around thing. And to me, this shirt, the design with that encompasses that.
Right, right. Agreed wholeheartedly. I'm going to wait to the end with my comments.
Okay.
But I 100% am behind what you're saying, and
I'll even say, like, orange may not be my color. I'm very interested in all honesty. I'm also going off of a photo, but it seems a little bit like a softer orange in a weird way, not like that neon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
To easily put this the way I want to, it looks Floridian orange.
Yes,
it doesn't look that like crazy. It looks like 1990s. All right, so this next thing that they released as well, we got this here.
The cup. Tumbler.
Oh, this upsets me. I thought I did put the hat up here, but the hat's not showing up. But like the tumbler with the logo even looks like, this is the first time I've seen these tumblers and been like, oh, that's sexy. Yeah. I like it. And I might want to. I don't know if I would want the shirt, this, or the hat. And then even when I look at the hat, and when you, in this picture, because I didn't get to pull it up, if you look at the hat, it's trucker hats or it's snapback, like the way I like my hats with the logo up front.
Ooh.
If you don't think I'm not getting that, you gosh dang crazy.
I knew it when I saw it, honey.
You gosh dang crazy.
I knew it when I seen it.
Before that, did you get like poles? Like, what were you doing?
Yes, I did.
Poles of something.
So,
what did you do?
I
know it's social media.
I asked on Haunters.
Okay.
because tickets came out today. What are you buying for HHN? And I just clicked off of it because I'm ridiculous.
You're awesome, like
that. So single day tickets or waiting for passes. Those were the choices for that. And 60% said single day ticket and 40% said waiting for passes. Now, like we have said, and I even know somebody up here that is going to be getting a pass, bought a single day ticket.
It's to ensure. I've even thought it because I've been thinking maybe I do buy the Friday the 13th ticket. Because that is a guaranteed day I'm going, and there's something extra that I'm doing with that day, so I need to, like, make sure I can go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then the next poll was, what are you buying for HHN, Express ticket, RIP tour, both, or neither? And 33% said Express, 33 said Rip Tour, 0 said both. 33 said neither. It was like 33. So
none or
yeah.
So both Express, no one's getting both, which was makes Express sense. And RIP. Yeah, because RIP tour would be Express.
But you know there's some crazy
people. Oh, I like it. Was there one more that you did or
I just did the I'm logo? Obsessed with the logo.
Okay, we'll put up the logo now. So merch drop and then the logo also came up. This is the logo which has I love the skull bones with Halloween for being the O. I love the 24 being the O in horror. I love the little Frankie stitching.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. So what?
It was almost a full.
Okay.
There were a few people that weren't completely in love with it.
Not into it. Not into it.
I definitely think it's a vibe for sure. That... It has like that rocker type vibe. So
punk rocky.
Yeah. So if that's not your jam.
Right.
You may not think it slaps.
Okay.
I did that just
for you. No cap. all right. So we can get into my feelings real quick about all this because I took all this in and immediately, even without like me being super excited about what I wanted to buy. The first thought that I had going into it was like, wow, something new.
Something not black.
Not even just black, just something fucking new. The logo has been the same Universal Studios Florida Halloween Horror Nights logo the whole time. And this time we get something that's obviously going to play into the theme.
Right. Well, I mean, you have that one there.
Yeah. So this is what we normally get. Which I love. Yeah. I love the classic horror. Like, this is good. It's classic. It's beautiful.
Which, on the merchandise sign, which I wish we had grabbed, that was outside Five and Dime.
Yeah.
Had this, and then the 2024.
Under it.
But even, like, the merchandise reveal was that fun, like, newspaper, you know, like. Mm-hmm.
Like spray paint?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Not like, you know when it's like a, like send money.
Call H.G. Wentworth?
No.
It sends the money now. Is that what we're talking about? Like, what are we doing?
You know when like you've kidnapped someone?
Yes. Yeah. So let me get this straight. hold on. I gotta bring this out because I need to pin my thought now that I have to play this fucking game. So what you're saying is like when you kidnap somebody, you cut letters from a newspaper and you glue it to a piece of paper as a ransom note?
Ransom! That's what I was thinking. Thank you. Yes. They look like that.
It does look like that. But
the 2024, that feeds the skull was the zero for the 20.
But this is why...
Which is different on the...
Yeah. Hold on. Let me
I'm sorry.
Say the things that I want to say.
You
want to
say things?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And the fact that no one's picked up on it, and I'm not even saying it's this. This is just my pure speculation. But to sit here and act like with that being the logo of old, and this is the logo of now, to think that it's not a tease that someone's coming to take over Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. And put it in their own light, like, you know, a fucking mascot that you always crave for. Like a icon that you can get. Like they're having fun or something. Like something that's not always like sinister and down. Like last year we got the guy, I forget the fucking name of the guy who created Jack the Clown. He was the icon. But like his fucking carriage in the front was all neon lights and all colorful.
I'm so mad.
But like, it's okay when it's working for that, or when you're walking through an arcade and there's neon lights and there's fun vibe and stuff.
An
Oddfellow.
Thank you.
And all these things are happening, but it's okay when you see it live. But when someone puts their merch out or their logo, the fan of the event, the fan that's been going since whatever age you have been going to this event. It's not like when I went to. It's not what I remember. Every year is not going to be your first year that you've ever gone to it. And that's not even piggybacking on the fact of what you said of like, not everybody wants to wear a black shirt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm wearing a black shirt, but you know what's the main fucking focus of this? Look how fun the green is. Look how fun the red is. Look how wild and different. There's blues. There's all these things.
It's 3D, baby.
It's 3D. Like, the fact that there are some people in this community that decide to say, yeah, I don't like this because what's so horror about this? Bitch, have you ever seen Return of the Living Dead? Have you ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space? None of those fonts are serious. None of these things are supposed to be serious. It looks like a fun B-movie that they're taking a different landscape on. Yeah, we get it. You like horror. You like your black shirt. You got about 4,000 in your fucking closet that you can grab right now. You don't have to buy the orange stuff. But to sit here and say, this isn't horror? You don't know horror, you clout chaser. All you're looking for is the next Funko Pop to put on the back of your fucking wall because it's an IP that they announced. Oh, I've loved Megan since day one. I saw the sneak preview when it was a Monday showing and they didn't tell us what it was. That's how long I loved Megan. Mithregan's my favorite IP that I've ever seen. And you got your Funko right over there to prove it. Fuck you, man. Why you keep slapping me?
They don't know that.
What do you mean? Yeah, they will. They see your hand doing this.
See, look, you can't see.
Look at that. Yeah.
You can't see.
But I'm tired of, we're so inclusive. We're the most inclusive thing that you've ever seen. But what you do steady and steady out is bitch about whatever they do. That is goddamn infuriating. If you don't like the shirt, shut the fuck up and move on till the event comes. Then you can buy whatever fucking thing you want that they have that's going to be standard. But the fact that this thing, and I've talked to people today that have not been to the event, and the first thing they said, they were like, holy shit, it's not black. I would buy that. Because that's fun. And guess what? He's seen more horror movies than you, mother sucker.
I will say, first of all, that was a Zach rant. Like, there's no tomorrow. Two, I think that even if you don't like the shirt, I feel like we have, I have talked to a few people that don't like it. But their answer is, it's orange is not my color. You put that on another color. Like another bright color,
light
not black.
Blue, a green.
Yeah, I'm in. Sure. Because they like the concept, but you know, and I get it. So for me, if that is your disdain, like orange isn't my color, then that did not pertain to you.
Right.
Now, if you're like, well, that should be on a black shirt. Well, but that's the whole point. That's the whole point, but it's not.
But not only that.
And I feel like, but and I will also say, guess what? We already know they're going to have new shirts with every IP announced.
Every
and new shirts when HHN comes out. So maybe this one isn't for you. But I do feel like it allows that different take, that fun vibe. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, if orange isn't your color, they put it on a different color too.
My biggest takeaway from it, from seeing what people are saying, it's not horror. That's, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that. What's horror to you could be something completely different for someone else. That's
it's
unfair.
Got skulls especially, on it. How can you not say?
Especially when the fucking shirt says horror lives here.
I just love okay? that there's palm trees and there's jack-o'-lanterns in the palm trees.
Yeah.
How?
You want to know what? Because it's a Halloween event taking place in Florida.
That. I'm here for it.
And like you said, if you don't like it, mm-hmm. just wait yeah. because there's going to be something else. But to besmirch someone else from liking a shirt or liking a logo because you don't deem that it's horror enough, shut up. Shush up. And don't you dare go in that house and take pictures and send them directly to me. Because she's the one that's going to see it, yeah. not me.
Mm-hmm. I see all the social media.
I think this was an exciting day.
It was.
I love that overall. And like you said, it may not be your cup of tea. And trust me, there's going to be several versions. But I want you to get ready. Because there's your medallion. So I'm sorry if you don't like it. That's your medallion.
That is so crazy. Because now I need to go back and look at all the medallions because they all are that, like, that font of that one.
Yeah. Well, like, sometimes they've changed it up and with logos and stuff, but that'll be the medallion.
Yeah. No, that's fun.
100%.
That's fun.
100%. We've finally done this whole post.
And you know what? All these people are going to be like, oh my God, I love that medallion.
Oh my God, I got to take a picture. Oh my God, I got to take a picture of the medallion.
If you feel like that is not horror enough, you better not take a picture.
If you fucking, I swear to God, if you ever utter the words, that's not horror, you better not stand under that medallion and take a picture of that non-horror thing. You don't like horror. I know that much. All right, so thanks for watching, listening, whatever you're doing. If you want to be a Patreon member, please join us on Thrill Me Podcast Network. We love all our Patreons. This Saturday, I'm doing a chat text along to WrestleMania 40. So if you want to be a part of that, join the Patreon. And later on, we're going to do Late Night with the Devil when that hits Shudder for our first time viewing. It's going to be great. It's going to be good times. I'm sure announcements.
Cuckoo.
Announcements are. They got to be happening. When do you think we get a house?
Oh, God. I think it's going to be a hot minute.
A hot minute?
Yeah, I do.
May?
I think end of April.
What do you think's the first? Do you think it's local IP, Universal Monsters, or big IP? We need to watch the video. Oops.
Do you have it?
No, I can grab it, though. The magic of editing and stopping and pausing. So, we will watch the video. Last thing. This is the last thing.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No, it's been a crazy day.
Okay, so I'm going to put that there. We'll go to the big so you can kind of see it. Wonderful. It's just water. I think it's funny.
It is.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Thing. So it's a nice little tease.
Oh.
Nice little tease.
It is a nice little tease. And okay.
So it kind of goes with what I was saying where it seems like something wants to get out.
Yeah.
And by get out, I mean an icon. What are you doing?
Nothing. I just wanted to see something real quick. That was all.
What did you want to say?
No, I'll tell you later.
Oh, can't wait. So I feel like an icon is behind that door trying to get out. And I think that's what's going to come out, no matter what it is.
I mean, they love doing their videos.
They love it. They love the. And you know what? I'm actually okay with this being the start of it, of like speculating, like, what is this? I'm sure someone's doing a deep dive. I know Rob texted me earlier being like, do you think this is fear? Because I see an X on a door and X is fear and all this. And I'm like, I just want to see what the icon is. But if I'm going off anything, I want him to be. It's too on the nose, and I don't think it's it, and I don't think they'll go this way. But, like, when I look at something like this, I look punk rock, like a punk rock clown. But I don't think it'll be a clown. I think, especially with Oddfellow being last year. But I do feel like whatever the entity is, fun.
For sure.
Fun and menacing.
I was going to say, I feel like it's going to be like a twisted fun, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm excited. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Guys.
Guys, it's here.
It's here. I can't believe
we did 45 minutes of this.
Can I just end?
Yes, you end it.
One thing.
Yeah, end it.
I love at this point when tickets have been released.
Yeah.
It's almost on a daily if you are part of any of the HHN groups, Facebook groups, inevitably, someone posts, when do you think HHN passes were going to be released? Have they been released yet? Oh my God.
Someone always asks?
I can't even tell you. I cannot. It's like the funniest thing. And like people that have typically go, and it's hard because like a lot of times it's probably somebody new.
Right.
But it just goes to show like how many people don't look
like
they're just like in the group here. I mean like even in the group
like they're so lazy to look they just realize like they I'm just going to ask and say it
because like I don't see anything in the last five posts about it, so let me see if maybe somebody here knows. And I get it, but if you just look, you will see that people will tell you like not happening until probably end of July, beginning August typically. So it's just, it's, guys, it's here.
So if you're
it's on, happening.
If you're on Facebook in a Universal group and you say something stupid, my cute wife is judging you.
Oh. Oh, I should be wearing my shirt.
You should be wearing your shirt. All right. So I guess because Wonderful's done drinking his water, I will say it. Stay scary, my friends.
Thanks.
It's not even over yet.